This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah continues to discuss the laws of wooden, bone, or leather utensils. Now, if a given utensil sustains a damage, then the halacha is if it got damaged to the point that it's considered halachically broken, and then loses its classification as a halachic kli, and is thus no longer susceptible to tumah. One way that a kli could become halachically broken is if a hole develops in the kli. Our Mishnah presents a three-way dispute as to how large the hole would have to be for us to say that this wooden, bone, or leather utensil is halachically broken and therefore no longer susceptible to tumah. Back in Perek Gimel, we learned that when it comes to earthenware utensils, the halacha is that once there's a hole the size of an olive could fall out, it's no longer considered a halachic kli. We learned in Perek Yudale that when it comes to metal utensils, the rule is that if as a result of the hole, the utensil cannot be used for its originally intended purpose, then it's no longer halachically a kli. But we have a separate discussion when it comes to wooden, bone, or leather kalim. Because when a hole develops in an earthenware utensil or a metal utensil, people react a certain way. And when a hole develops in a utensil that's made of wood, bone, or leather, they react in a certain way. Hence, the different rules apply to these different categories of utensils. So the first opinion says, halacha, when it comes to a hole that develops in a wooden, bone, or leather utensil is, kol klei balibatim, as a general rule, if we're talking about a balibais' personal utensil, in contrast to a merchant who's hoping to sell the utensil, where understandably there's a different standard, if it's a utensil that's for this person's personal use, and a hole developed, shiuram v'rimonim, the size hole, strips the utensil of its halachically status and makes it no longer susceptible to tumah, is a hole that's as large as a pomegranate. That is, if a pomegranate can fall through the hole, and Mishnah Dalet will further elaborate on what exactly this means. It means when a bunch of pomegranates are stacked together, the hole is large enough that a pomegranate will fall out. At that point, people in general wouldn't bother to hold on to such a kli. They would discard it, and therefore it's no longer halachically considered a kli. And thus it will no longer be susceptible to tumah. And so the point is, even if, for example, we're dealing with a utensil that, until this point was used to hold olives, and now it can no longer be used for that, for olives would fall out of this hole. According to the first opinion of the Mishnah, people would still retain the utensil if it's made of wood, bone, or leather, and use it for larger items. But once the hole is so large that pomegranates will fall out, people in general would not keep such a kli anymore, therefore it's no longer considered a halacha kli, and so is not susceptible to tum anymore. So says the first opinion. However, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bima Shehein. Eliezer says, as soon as the hole is large enough, that whatever the utensil was used for starts to fall out. If it was, let's say, used for olives, and now the hole is large enough that the olives fell out, at that point already, it's no longer considered a halacha kli, and is therefore no longer susceptible to tum. According to the Rambam and others, these next words of the Mishnah are a continuation of the opinion of the Tanakhama, first anonymous opinion. So again, the Tanakhama said that as a general rule, when it comes to wooden, bone, or leather utensils, once there's a hole in the utensil that's the size of a pomegranate, the utensil is no longer considered a halachic kli and therefore is no longer susceptible to tumah. However, that is not always the case. Tanakhama agrees that if the utensil in question was originally made to contain items that are larger than pomegranates, then even if there's a hole that would allow pomegranates to fall out, that wouldn't take away the utensil's kli status. It would still be susceptible to tumah. Rather, the rule in such a case would be similar to Rabbi Eliezer's rule of B'mashin. That is, if we look at, okay, what specific item was this utensil meant to contain? Once the hole is large enough to allow that item to fall out, then it loses its kli status. So, for example, Halacha is, Tanakhama says, Sukupos haganonim shiuran ba'agudos shal yarak. In the case of a gardener's basket, Halacha is that only once the hole is so large that the bundles of vegetables the gardener keeps in this basket, once those would fall out of the hole, then it loses its kli status. Or another example, shal bali batim betevin. Regular homeowner's baskets used to hold straw only lose their kli status once the hole is so large that the bundles of straw that he wants to keep in this basket would fall out of the hole. Shall balanin bigivavo. In the case of baskets of bathhouse attendants, the halacha is that this type of basket would only lose its kli status on the basis of a hole. Once that hole is large enough for the bundles of stubble mixed with dung that the bathhouse attendant keeps in this type of basket, it's used for fuel to heat up the bathhouse. So the point again is, even though the hole is already as large as a pomegranate, the basket still has a kli status until that hole allows the particular larger item that the basket is meant to contain to fall out. The Mishnah presents a third opinion. It is Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kulon Berimona. Yeshua said there's one hard and fast rule that applies to any kind of wooden bone or leather utensil. And it is that once a hole develops in that container that is the size of a pomegranate, it is no longer a halacha kli. Rabbi Yeshua says the halacha doesn't distinguish between, is it a container for a regular homeowner versus a merchant, or is it meant to contain smaller things or much larger things? None of that is relevant. There's a hard and fast rule that if the utensil in question develops a hole size of a pomegranate, then it's no longer considered halachically and therefore is no longer susceptible to tumah. The halach is in accordance with the first opinion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.